Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by the Guthrie County Sheriff, Marty Argenbright. Of course, the big project coming up is the jail, its current status, and what we're going to see going forward. So we're going to talk about that and a couple of other things. Marty, as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first of all, we've kind of discussed a jail committee at the last few supervisors' meetings. We're still not sure quite what that's going to look like. You also got a chance to bring an architectural firm, Shive Hattery, into a meeting. What are your thoughts on the progress of these first steps to getting a new facility?
Yeah, so I did bring in an architect engineering company, Shive Hattery, from Des Moines area. They also are doing the Carroll County jail currently. They're on the new jail that Carroll County is working on. So we met with the supervisors last Tuesday. Shive Hattery supplied me with a proposal on what all he'd do as far as a needs assessment, why we need a jail to meet state code, and from start to finish. So I'm going to meet with the Board of Supervisors and give them the proposal, let them look at it, talk to the Board of Supervisors if they want to look at some other engineering companies for the same thing as far as start to finish, and we'll do that if we need to. You know, I'm looking at a new jail for many reasons. It should have happened years ago, but it's not an easy thing to do, and our jail's just served its purpose and doesn't meet state code every year. And I had the jail inspector coming in this month, and I guess the good news is that I'll be able to tell him when I get wrote up for things that are in violation is that we are working towards a new jail for Guthrie County, and he will like to hear that.
So, Marty, of course, I've actually got a chance to kind of walk through and see some of the things that, some of the struggles that you guys have been dealing with. Maybe what are two or three things that if we go forward with a new facility or even a remodel facility, what are the first couple things that you would like to change or improve upon in your current facility?
The biggest problem that we have in our current jail is the safety reasons and why it's not safe, because there are no holding cells where we can book people in and keep them away from other employees that work here or the general public. This jail wasn't built for those needs. Safety reasons are the biggest for my staff. They're safe, and the general public when they're doing business in the sheriff's office. The next thing that we don't have in our jail is we don't have room for the inmates that we are getting now. So I'm having to bring inmates to other counties and also not pick up people that we have warrants for. And, you know, most of the time I'm telling my deputies if they can cite them and release them and we're full, we'll have to do that. And sometimes, some instances, we shouldn't be doing that. The violator should be put in jail until they go through their court process. So the other things that happen in my jail are classification. We can't classify prisoners from other prisoners. If we bring in a female, we can no longer hold any females because I have no room and I'm using the whole jail facility for males. And that can be costly, and if you're putting them in other counties. The other things that were not, you know, up to code is adequate space and lighting, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you mentioned you can't act on probably dozens of warrants that you have out because of the lack of space. Can you disclose kind of the types of crimes that you're having to, for lack of a better word, turn away because you can't hold them?
You know, we won't turn anyone away that would be a danger to the citizens in Guthrie County, but other warrants are just warrants that are pending, like, you know, failure to appear in court, or traffic citations, or warrants where they just haven't gotten them taken care of. And I know I've been called on from people that want to come in and get their time done, but I just tell them that they'll have to wait because I just don't have the room.
So now let's move on to a couple of other topics here. You recently conducted a step wave over the Memorial Day weekend, kind of a blitz to look at different traffic enforcements here on the highways in the county. What did you see as far as the types of violations? Were there any that stood out, or what were your observations?
So we did do a long step wave program, May 21st to June 3rd. Some of the things as far as citations and warnings and traffic violations or speed is always a factor, and we had a lot of citations and warnings for speed during that time. There are a few open containers and a few OWIs. We also had a lot of equipment violations as far as things that are not working on your vehicle, and everyone needs to make sure that those things are all working. Hopefully our seatbelt usage is pretty good in Guthrie County, and I like to see that. And that's why we do these step waves, is to educate the public. Here's what you need to be doing. We give a lot of warnings. We give a lot more warnings and citations, because that's what we want to do, is give a person, you know, an opportunity to be warned and say, hey, you know, put your seatbelt on, slow your vehicle down, and obey all traffic laws that are there when they're driving.
Absolutely. And lastly here, Marty, we haven't had a chance to speak with you since the unfortunate events occurring at Lake Panorama with the drowning of the Grandview University student. Your thoughts on the incident and how we can be safe out on the lake?
As far as we're still investigating that incident, it's a tragic incident. I just tell everyone, I know the law says you should have so many life jackets on a boat. If you can wear them at all times, you'd be a lot safer on a boat. You never know what's going to happen. Even if you're safe and you have a safe boat driver, another boat could hit you and knock you off. If you had a life preserver, life jacket, they work excellent. So I just try to remind everyone, especially children and people that are not good swimmers, to please wear their life jackets.
Marty, anything else you want to inform the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio about the safety of Guthrie County?
We're doing as good as we can as far as making everything work and everyone safe. That's what we try to do in the day and night. So I always ask people if they see anything that looks, you know, suspicious or out of the ordinary, please call the sheriff's office. I rely on citizens to report things to us and be like a neighborhood watch. It works excellent having citizens call us and stop in and talk to us. We all need to work together, and we do as far as I'm concerned. So I appreciate everything that the citizens and everyone does in the county.
Once again, that's Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Marty, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.